Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You know, this is like the only one this year.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's the only Friday the 13th in the entire year.
Really?
Just want to throw that out there.
I got a text this morning from my fiance that said, there's three next year.
Yes.
We picked a great year to get married. I was like... Okay.
Doesn't he have 13 tattooed somewhere?
On his ankle. He got it right when we started dating. Happens to be my favorite number.
Is that why you did it?
No, it was a Friday the 13th tattoo deal, which by the way, if you're a tattoo person, you probably already know, but you can go get like super discounted tattoos today.
Anything you want or just something?
Nope.
They pick one.
And like, okay. Yeah.
All right. So this is our opportunity. I want to talk about silly superstitions.
Ooh.
This is the moment. Does everybody have, like, there's the obvious ones. Do you believe in the one where you don't walk under a ladder?
No.
Why would I walk under a ladder anyway? It's going to fall on me.
No, if it's leaning against a wall, it's not going to fall.
I won't walk under it. There's no need for me to do that.
For real. So
I don't
everyone
need to be
in
involved.
The room, nobody thinks that's silly. You think that's a real superstition.
I literally have said I will do it.
You will do it. Okay.
I don't
believe
it.
Can we find a ladder and put her under it?
Yeah. And throw yeah. black cats at her?
I'm allergic.
So not Please that don't. One.
To ladders?
What about the, I don't know if this is silly. Do you guys lift your feet when you over railroad tracks?
No.
You have
what?
To.
Oh, I don't think I've
How
heard of that
How could you
one.
Do that when you're driving?
Oh, my God. I can lift everything, but yeah. no, you just for a second, you just lift your feet. It's like, whoop, boom.
No.
No.
Huh.
Do you hold your breath in a tunnel?
Yes. If I can, but there's that really long one. What road
it's
is that?
Eisenhower. It's on I-70.
That one. I almost said the
I
70.
Almost made it.
What? It's way too long.
No, you can make
and
it.
It's
if
so
you're doing
scary.
About 80.
When I'm in that tunnel, I'm thinking,
Why? Because there's a mountain on top of you?
Yeah. That's so scary.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Do you hold your breath when you go past a cemetery?
No.
I
That's
used
one?
To. Yeah.
Okay, you know about that. Yeah. Yeah.
What does that do?
I still
Because they're
going
to steal your soul or something? Or what?
Why I don't know. It was just like you're paying respect because you don't want to rub it in that you're breathing.
Is that really what you thought?
That's what I thought it was, yeah.
They know you're faking.
You don't want to rub it in? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's necessary to prevent spirits from entering your body.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Right. So, like, do you believe in the breaking a mirror one?
Oh, yeah. That you'll get like 7 years of
yes.
bad luck?
Mm-hmm. Can I? I've told this story on the air before, but I have to ask. Maybe I'm asking Erica.
Okay.
Had a girlfriend, had a full length mirror, and she like leaned it against the back of a door. And
Why
then
would
when,
she do that?
I don't know. But then when I walked in and like closed the door, it fell and broke. Did I break the mirror or did she break the mirror?
You both got 7 years of bad luck.
No, I think it's her.
I think
she
also,
did it.
Does it get split? You guys both get 3.5?
Yeah, and you guys broke up, so there's your bad luck, or maybe it's good luck.
It was a good thing, though. Yeah. She married a really cool guy.
Oh.
So she's doing great.
So I think that you broke the mirror.
No, that doesn't count. Like, then I could just set you up. I could put a mirror, like,
yeah,
next to your car.
Yeah, witchcraft.
Oh. Yeah, like voodoo.
Like, definitely not witchcraft, by the way. Witches, please don't come for me.
I don't know, because I did believe in it until my daughter knocked over a mirror and it broke. And it's like, she was like,
no, that's
she was
fair, right?
It's like, she's... no, she's, that's not, yeah, she didn't know. Mm. That doesn't feel fair.
When she turns 8, things are going to get good again.
Yeah.
I guess.
She's like waiting. She's like, oh my gosh.
So here's what we need, though. We need ones that are weirder than the ones we're talking about. We need, like, silly super, like, if you have a weird superstition that you have to do, I mean, we'll take normal ones too, but, like, what is the weird superstition you have in your life? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I had a lot of them as when I used to play basketball as an athlete. Like, athletes have a lot of stuff. Oh. I'd have to tie my shoes a certain way. I'd have to eat the same thing before the game. I'd have to touch the sign that says play like a champion today. I'd have to hit the two O's in champion and today, or
really?
Yeah,
can I ask you a question about all these, though?
Mm-hmm.
There were times you did that and you lost the game, right?
Absolutely.
So why wouldn't it negate it?
Right.
And then most of the time when I would just play my best would be when we'd be playing pickup. And
oh, and
like,
you didn't do it?
I didn't do any other stuff. I was just like tied my shoes and
so
played.
Maybe
I don't know.
It was backwards. And it, you were
very
cursing
well
yourself.
It could have been.
The double O's. Spooky.
Do you touch a plane when you go in?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, I touch the outside of the plane every time I get on a plane.
You know, I can't even talk about planes.
Because you're so scared.
I have so much, more and more every day. So much flight anxiety.
Why?
There's been lots of crashes.
When was a big crash?
Literally.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. No, but it's like, but not big. Was it big?
Yeah.
Like 240 people.
Like,
I should really check the news.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Okay, but like... But that's not very
often.
Maybe
none of those people touched the plane.
That's what the problem is.
Mm. Or maybe one guy did because there was one survivor.
That's true.
You never know.
Okay.
I do kind of have a silly one. Okay. Well, it's not.
This is what we need.
I believe it, though. So, I don't know. Where you can't have a mirror at the end of your bed.
What?
Because it's like it invites like demons in or something. Like if it's, yeah.
Who? What are you?
You cannot have a mirror at the foot of your bed.
Like pointing at you?
Yeah.
I've heard that. It's like a feng shui kind of thing.
I probably wouldn't want that there anyway.
But like, what if you have the weird little dresser there, or the dresser with the mirror?
No mirrors at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, so it would have to be on the side of your bed.
I've got one on the side. That's okay.
Yeah, side's okay, but not at the foot.
It's at the foot on the side, not facing the head.
She's saying it's still on the side, but it's towards the foot. It just can't face the bed. What difference does it make?
Mine is wrong then.
Why?
It's at the foot of the bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Facing the bed. I mean, where else would you want a mirror?
Right, because you want to watch your work.
On the side.
Stop!
You have it on the side, not at the foot.
Well, my daughter knocked that one over.
Did she break
was
it?
In there?
All of this feels weird.
Okay, silly superstitions. If you've got a weird one, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about silly superstitions. Wait, can I just ask a weird question?
Yeah.
I know we probably have this handy, but like, why is Friday the 13th bad? Does anybody know? Why is the number 13 bad in general? Like, what happened to 13 to make us all like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
12 is the complete number. 12 months, 12 zodiac sign, 12 apostles.
Yeah, but so we just 13, made all that up.
So 13 feels off or excessive. So it, I don't know.
It does feel like a weird number. You can't really divide it or, you know. Like,
and then
it's a
prime. Fridays have been considered unlucky days.
Why? Friday's the best day ever.
Because Jesus was crucified on a Friday.
Oh. It goes back to like a,
it's like really old.
It's also something about the Last Supper. There were 13 people present.
Yeah.
Clearly we weren't reading our Bibles.
Well, yeah, there's 12 apostles and JC, but like.
The old JC.
The old JC. Right. So he's the unlucky one?
And then Fridays were also considered to be an unlucky day to begin a voyage.
Okay. I'm just curious why we just picked it. And then like the Swifties of the world think 13 is the greatest number in the world.
It but, sure like, is. Yeah. It's my favorite number.
So if you go ahead.
Oh, no. I just realized this morning that I passed up the opportunity to get married on a 13th next year. And I don't know what that was about.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I like guess we just I don't think I thought about it.
All right. So let's go through some of these texts that people are doing for silly superstitions. Mm-hmm. This one's actually. Apparently a Mexican and Indian thing, and I think it's India, like whatever.
Okay.
Pregnant women can't look at a solar eclipse.
Does it hurt the baby?
It will cause birth defects.
Really?
What?
I don't think you're not supposed to look anyways. Is that the one that you're not supposed to look at?
You don't look, but they're
are those
saying,
the ones that you get the glasses for?
I think those are solar eclipses. You're not supposed to stare right at the sun.
Mm. Which I will. I'll look at the sun.
This room is...
keep an eye on it.
Well, my mom wouldn't let my wife, my ex-wife now, paint while pregnant.
Well, the fumes.
That, yeah, that feels like a bad idea.
Uh-uh. Had nothing to do with that.
Really?
Raising... Okay. I don't know if this is superstition or an old wives' tale. They, for some reason, way back in the day, if you raise your arms over your head... They somehow thought your umbilical cord is attached to your arms. So if you're like painting and doing things, you're moving the umbilical cord and you could wrap the umbilical cord around the baby's throat. So much like the solar eclipse, it was like
so dark.
I swear. We were preparing the nursery for Noah and my mom was like, "You're not letting her paint, are you?" I'm like, "Yeah, she's in there rolling right now." I was like, "My God, stop." And I made her stop and we had to go get an ultrasound to give my mom peace of mind.
She was like,
we had to prove that the baby was fine.
I mean, it's weirdly logical. The more you're moving, the more the cord might move. Like, I get it.
Do you understand?
I don't think it's connected to your arms, but more
it's
you're
not a marionette.
Around.
It's a totally different thing. It's like,
okay.
Does movement. Anybody else have one they want to read?
You know what I do every time, though, is if I say something, I knock on wood.
I do that. I'm big. Like, and I don't even knock on, it doesn't have to be wood. I just say it.
Yeah.
I just say knock on wood, I'll knock on anything. Does that count?
No, it has to be wood.
But I get what you're saying. Like, I don't even want to say anything because I don't want to manifest anything negative.
We don't know why we do a lot of these things. The other big one that I remember, and somebody texted in about it, is putting a hat on a bed. And I think if you're a cowboy, I don't know. Somebody's got to look it up. I don't know what it means.
I did look it up, and it is especially known among cowboys, military, and actors. Placing a hat on a bed is said to invite bad luck or even death. It's thought to bring misfortune, bad energy, or bad spirits into the space.
A hat?
Because historically, people used to believe that evil spirits lived in hair. Slacker, you're good to go.
You know, logically, it actually kind of makes sense.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.